Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hour number two on this February the 7th, Tuesday, February the 7th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. 40 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. We got an email during the break there. This is kind of interesting from our friend Linda, longtime listener out there. Right or wrong, but I do a 20% tip mainly because it's easy to figure. Don't know if you remember me talking about the girl at Wendy's drive-thru that crawled through the window to get my card. So next time I drove through, she was there. And I have her a tip as long as she doesn't get in trouble for taking it. Well, that's nice. Also, there is one young fellow in the drive-thru at Little Caesars that is always smiling and so personable that I tip him just for being nice. So that's very nice. And I think that's maybe how tipping should go. And also wanted to know, have I used my free Junior Frosty card yet that I got at Christmas? You know, I have not, and I got to get down there and do that because I love the Frosties. But thank you, Linda, for continuing to listen and sending in information. A 20% tip because it's easy to kind of... No, 20% is not hard to come up with. And tipping just because of kindness, which I think is a nice thing, too. You know what's funny? I was looking back to the days, you know, when we were still an over-the-air station, the 8 o'clock hour has always been slow. I don't know why that is. Even if you listen back to the old days, we might get one or two calls from 8 to 9. It really has never been a heavy hour. 9 o'clock has always been much heavier, and I don't know what the reason for that is. I don't know what's going on at 8 o'clock. Maybe I should start the show at 9. Just take a nap during the 8 o'clock hour or something. Sleep in a little bit. But it's always been that way. And, I mean, we're on par with where we were before. I mean, we had three different calls in hour number one, and we also had two people communicate. Well, one by email, Linda, and Mary through Messenger. So, I mean, we had five communications in the first hour, five different communications, but the first hour is always slower than the second hour, and I don't know why that is. I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe people are taking people to school, taking people to work. I have no idea. Anyway, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. We might have to change the way we're doing this gaming system. Because people certainly do not want to do homework to remember what happened the day before. Now, I was hoping that it would be such a big question that people would just remember it. Because I did spend a lot of time talking about it yesterday. Now, so far, I have a number written down on the caller to have the right answer. We've had three callers. I believe one had the right answer, but we have not hit that number yet. So, does anybody have anything to comment in regard to tipping? Is 20% the right way to go? And you just tip people based on their kindness? I think that's an interesting idea. Also, in Linda's email, there's another topic in there. And it's a topic that I've known about for over a week now, but I just haven't brought it up because there's one more thing that needs to happen before I'm going to bring that up, and then we'll see how it goes. And I think that'll probably happen sometime next week. In any event, the phone lines are open, and unfortunately, Judy apparently is still having internet problems out there. But does anybody know who I was talking about yesterday who celebrated their 100th birthday on Sunday. Now, we've had three people call in so far. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I haven't been able to get you tuned in, and it's driving me nuts. What are we talking about?
Well, now you and Judy are having the same problem. Judy apparently is having trouble at home, and you're having trouble on the old bus.
Yeah, on my cell phone, uh-huh, and I don't like it.
You're going to have to work that out.
Wow.
I know.
Well, anywho, what are we talking about? I want to talk.
Well, I'll tell you, we've got a whole group of things this morning. I've been trying to institute a new prize policy, so we've been taking opinions on that. And we're talking about Del Taco opening up tomorrow, February the 8th, but we think they've already done a soft opening because there have been cars in the drive-thru. And what is our... we were talking this morning that apparently there's a funeral home in New York that pronounced somebody dead before they were dead.
Oh, I saw that! Yeah, and then they... Yes, is that that?
And apparently one in Iowa, too, where they actually put the woman in the body bag and took her over there and then had to call 911.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of, like, learning in history about how back in the 1800s and stuff, that's why they used to bury them with, like, a bell or something. That way, in case they got buried alive, they could ring that bell. Well, who's going to hear that and dig somebody up? I'd go running home scared.
Could you hear a bell if you were under the ground?
No, I think they were, like, buried with a string, and the bell would be on the outside of the...
But who's standing?
Maybe, I don't know. I really honestly, I don't know how it went.
Who's standing in the cemetery?
Oh, back in the day, cemeteries were all the rage. Like, they didn't have parks like we have parks. So people would often have, like, family gatherings, picnics, all kinds of things in the cemetery.
Now, did you just say cemeteries were all the rage?
I'm serious, and I can't believe that you don't know that, Scott.
Well, I did not realize cemetery. Was it like the roller rink? You went down to the cemetery and just had a good time?
They didn't. You know how, like, we have, like, parks and stuff where you can go have a picnic?
Yes.
They did not have that back then. So that's pretty much where you went with the cemetery.
Well, today, I don't think that bell thing would work.
Well, I don't know if it worked back then. They probably just had to quit burying people that weren't dead.
Well, I think I don't think it's ever anybody's intention to bury somebody who's not
dead. Well, did they have, like, stethoscopes and stuff back then?
But we got stethoscopes now, and we're still burying dead people.
Well, it doesn't happen that often. That's why it's front page news. Back then, it probably happened every other Tuesday.
Well, we've got two stories since the beginning of the year, one in Iowa and one in New York, and the one in Iowa, they put the woman in a body bag.
I heard that one a few years ago that happened, and then when the person woke up at their own funeral, everybody was so blown away that it made such a big, like it scared them, and then they had a heart attack and actually did die.
Well, that would do it. You know, I said earlier, though, I don't think you should have to pay taxes if you've died. Well, once they pronounce you deceased, I think that's the end for the tax man.
Do you think that'll go over?
I don't know. I'm not the government. Hey, here's the new prize policy. What do you think of this? It's been met with some problem. The idea is let's say on Monday I'll do a show, and I'll talk or I'll have a guest or whatever. And then on Tuesday, what will happen is I will ask a question about Monday's show. So you will have to have heard Monday's show. You won't be able to Google the answer. And then what I will do is I'll write down a number, let's say number 5, and if you are the 5th caller and you have the right answer, you'll be the winner.
Sounds good to me.
See, I figure that way you actually have to listen every day. You can't Google the answer. Nobody knows what number I'm writing down. And I think that's the proper way to do it.
Well, it sounds good.
We'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot.
What else are we talking about?
Let's see, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, you know, Abby never made it in Friday for the advice thing. I don't know. She's a little...
I wondered how that... Because I got busy and I had to go to the bank and everything. I'm very busy on payday Fridays on my lunch hour, so... But I hated that I missed that, but I guess I didn't miss
it. No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. She's... You know, she's a little flighty from time to time. But,
she's busy.
Yeah, a little wish-washy. But, now tell me, did you come up with a question for her? Because she could be out there listening. Do you have a... What's the question you have?
Well, Mike, what type of questions are you... Is it
anything.
Like, Anything under the sun? Anything from, like, how to get stains out of your laundry to how to know whether a guy really likes you?
Well, I've seen her clothes. I don't know if she could get a stain out of her laundry, but you can give it a try. What do you got? Give us a question. Give us a question.
Let me see.
You got to have some problem in your life.
No, I've got life figured out, Scott. No. Just kidding.
Before long, you'll be in a cemetery ringing bells.
I'll have to think about it, because I don't want to just blurt something out and then it was a dumb question.
No, haven't your teachers ever told you there are no dumb questions?
That's just something that they make you say to make you feel better when you're really an idiot.
Oh, by the way, she is listening. She just sent me a message.
Oh, hi, Abby.
What did she just tune into?
I'm just going to have to think about my question.
She said she knows how to get stains out. I don't believe that. Do you want to know how to get stains out? Maybe we can arrange that. I can't help that she's a little flighty. You know, I know everybody was excited Friday about the big noon segment, and everybody, you know, oh, man, it was going to be a thing, and then we just went right in the...
Well, maybe she can come on this coming Friday.
Maybe.
Like, back by popular demand, I think.
Well, I know everybody was excited. Judy was excited. You were excited.
Well, what were some of the other questions that other people wanted to know?
Well, there are like 9 of them that people have submitted, but they're at the studio.
Pick one. What was one question?
Well, they're at the studio.
And you can't just remember any off the top of your head.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm trying to remember. I mean, some had to do with, like, my neighbor.
Okay, I have one. Like, on a first date. On a first date.
Here we go. Dear Abby. This is the Dear Abby.
Dear
question.
Abby.
Here we go.
Dear sweet Abby.
You must not know her very well. Go ahead.
I don't know her at all.
Well, hey, you're lucky.
Girls have to stick together.
Go ahead.
Okay, so on a first date, should you just assume that the man is going to pay, or should you offer to pick up your half of the check?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or should you just do separate bills altogether?
Dutch. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So basically what you're saying here is a man. What was the question again?
Let's say on a first date. You meet somebody, you're going to go out on a first date. Should you, as the woman, should you assume that the man is going to pay? Or should you be, like, progressive and, like, modern? And should you volunteer to pay for your half of the bill?
Oh, okay.
Or how should you handle that situation?
Like a woman's liberation question.
Yeah, like, I mean, is chivalry dead? I mean, this isn't the old days. I mean, should we just assume he's going to pay? Should we ask? Should we automatically just ask for separate bills? That way there's no, you know, obligation to pay for the date. I mean, how should we handle that situation?
So, basically, you're saying who should pay for the bill if it's first date or blind date?
Either or at this point.
Either or. Well, I don't know. You know, that's an interesting question. See, that's the type of stuff we need here. Those are the type of questions. Okay,
yeah,
I think she's...
Yeah, because that is kind of a touchy subject because, you know, I think a lot of guys are starting to resent some of that women's lib thing. Well, you know, if you want to be so independent, we're going to treat you like that, you know? I mean, how dare you assume that I'm just going to pay for everything, you know what I mean?
Well, now see, here's the answer. Now she got a little tense there for a second because she thought I was criticizing her and she was going to tune out. And but I don't. Do you think I'm being critical? I'm not critical. I'm just
no.
No.
But listen, I'm going to attempt to tune in, but I've got to get back to work. But thanks for the advice, Abby.
Thank you.
Toodles.
All right. Okay. The answer to this question, per Abby here, as I'm reading it. Is the person who asked the other out is responsible for paying. And that's the advice. Whoever asked the other person out. Now, that's from Abby. That's not from me. You know, I have a little different take on that whole thing, to be honest with you. I'm not sure that that's right. I mean, but an opinion, you know, advice is just opinion. So everybody's got a different opinion. But Abby's advice is, I think the person who asked the other out is responsible for paying. Well, you know, I just... Isn't it the guy who asked the girl out most of the time anyway? Don't they even have a thing, Sadie Hawkins, where it's such a rare thing where the girl asks the guy out? I don't know. Is that the same for like a birthday and all that too? The person who asks the person out has to do the paying? I don't know. Does anybody else have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. Now there's a follow-up to this. It's great if the man pays, but I don't think it can be assumed. I don't think that's always the case anymore. Well, I don't think it's always the case. I would agree with that. I don't think that you should... I think you should always have your own credit card on you in case the other person does not pay. But, I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what. If you are a man, this is just from a man's perspective. If you are a man and you go out on a date with a girl and you don't offer to pay, there probably isn't going to be a second date. That's just my opinion, because I think a lot of women still do assume that the man's going to pay, and not that they won't pay. I mean, everybody's got a credit card and money. I think it's best to go Dutch. Then there's no expectation of anything. You know, when that bill comes, because usually the server asks you beforehand anyway. The server says, how are we going to do the bills? And it's, you know, put it on separate bills, because you never know. You know, the girl might get a big old steak and you might have just had a little salad or something. I think you should figure this out before you go to the restaurant. But you know what? I don't think I was being critical this morning, although it is possible. Heaven forbid. If I was critical. But no, I think it's probably, you know, you just decide before you go that it's going to be Dutch. Nothing worse I hate, no matter who you go to the restaurant with, is when somebody offers to pay for the meal and then everybody's fighting, no, don't pay for this, and they're snatching the bill. I don't know. That just drives me nuts. All right. Anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's a good question, though, by Sarah. Who pays the bill on a first date or a blind date? Is it still the man? Or should the woman pay? Or should the person who did the inviting pay? I don't know. Good, good question. Thank you, Sarah. 740-751-4038. And back to Linda, who emailed us earlier. 20% tipping, is that right? 20% tip? That seems logical. And then just tip based upon how nice people are who are in these service jobs? That seems about right. Does anybody have a different philosophy on tipping here this morning? 740-751-4038. And then there's the way we do our games here. I don't know if this is going to work or not. The day before, you listen to the show. I ask a trivia question about the show the day before, so you can't Google it. We see how that goes. I don't know how that's working because, you know, we got the three calls in the first hour. Actually, we got four guesses because Mary put a guess in as well. But I don't know. Does anybody remember whose 100th birthday we were talking about yesterday? Who turned 100 on Sunday? 740-751-4038. Now, we're only at 3 so far, and that's not the number that I had written down. So, do you know whose 100th birthday we were talking about yesterday? If you're the next caller with that right answer, you might be the winner today. 740-751-4038. And again, we also want to thank, we hope the lady who used to listen at her office has now got the TuneIn app downloaded and she's back with us. I ran into her Sunday at Kroger, so I hope she's listening again. 740-751-4038. And then we got the crazy, crazy story of the person in New York who was declared dead, and they weren't dead. And then the person in Iowa who was declared dead, they weren't dead. They were actually put in a body bag. Ay, ay, ay. Taken over to the funeral home, and come to find out, they weren't dead. And that poor woman, was it in Iowa or in New York, died like 2 days later. I think the woman in Iowa died 2 days later. Well, my God, she was already ill, and you put her in a body bag. What do you expect? That would stop your ticker right there. What a story. 740-751-4038. But I'll tell you this, and I hate to say this, because I have a lot of friends who are women. I think women can do anything a man can do it better, all those things. I'm all for women. But I'll tell you this, women, I don't think, want to pay the bill if you ask them out on a date. I don't think that's a thing. I don't think people want to pay the bill. You know, it's like if somebody invites you out for your birthday, in the back of your mind, you think you really are not going to be paying. But if they said two checks, you'd think, well, why did you invite me out anyway? Was this just for the company? That's what I think. I think that's the problem. I don't necessarily know. Women can say that they don't want the person to pay, but I think they want the man to pay. I don't know. Any different opinions? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Norma Jacob.
Norma Jacob. Oh, how'd you come up with that?
I looked at your Facebook.
Oh, that's all you got to do. You just go to Facebook.
Since I didn't listen yesterday, I thought, well, look at his Facebook page, see if he posted something.
Well, that's good. Now, you're number four. Now, that's not the right number yet.
That's
but
still not the right number.
Still not the right number, but we're getting... What do you think about this, who should pay at dinner?
Well, years and years ago when my husband and I dated, we went Dutch.
Yeah, I think Dutch is safe.
Yeah, we were young and neither one had a lot of money, so we just went Dutch.
I agree. Well, hey, thanks for looking that up.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now we've had four. Now, four is not the number that I have written down either. Now, even though she had the right answer, four is not the number I have written down. So, you can call in again and say the right answer if you remember it. And eventually we'll get to the person who's the winner today. 740-751-4038. Okay. Oh, apparently we had some movement here on the advice question about who should pay the bill. I agree. Now, this is from Abby. I agree if the man asks out the woman, he should pay. Well, yeah, I think that's right. But if the woman asks the man out, they should pay. Well, see, I don't think that's going to happen. But to be all-inclusive, I think you need to say that whoever asks the other out needs to pay. Yeah, but here's the problem with that. You don't know if that's going to be the case. See, you get to the restaurant, and you think both of you think the other person's going to pay, and then nobody wants to pay. And then you have an awkward moment. And I'll tell you why this is a problem. Because if it's a first date, which most likely in this case it is a first date, you don't want any awkward moments. So I think you want to solve this before it becomes a problem. That's my opinion. Because I think you need to solve this problem before. Always be prepared. Yes, you always have to be prepared, but I think you really, and see, these are good questions. This is why an advice segment is good, because there's always a lot that goes into advice. But I just think you need to solve this before you go to the date. And also assess the person that you're with. Is it the type of person who's going to pick up the tab, or is it the type of person who's going to be difficult? Now, let's see. Abby's amending here. Now, see, maybe this is why she'll be good at advice. She's actually got thorough answers here. Always be prepared. It's not always a man and a woman on a date. Well, no, it's not always a man and a woman on a date. It's solved by knowing whoever invited the other out is responsible. Well, see, but I don't think you can assume that. That's what I think the problem is. That's all nice in theory. But I don't think that you can assume, okay, well, you invited me out, so you're going to pay. I think that actually needs to be said. And I think if we all went Dutch, it would be fine. Because, you know, how many tragic dates people have been on? Sometimes you don't want to pay. Sometimes you don't even want to stay the whole time. And then who leaves the tip? And should the tip be 20%? All right, phone lines are open, 38 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think of this advice? On a first date or a blind date, does the person who invited the other out on the date pay? Or should you go Dutch? Or should you have, you know, just order in? How about that? Just order in. Order a pizza. Eat leftovers. No problem. All right, we've had four calls on our question yesterday. We haven't hit the magic number yet. Whose 100th birthday were we talking about yesterday on the show? Whose 100th birthday? And how do you think this new prize policy is going? I don't know yet. It's a little different. I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough prize policy, I guess. But we're trying to get rid of the idea of doing drawings and a 30-day policy. That's the theory behind it. All right. Does anybody else know whose 100th birthday we were talking about yesterday on the air? Now, you might have heard it here this morning because we've already had two right answers. But you can call in as many times as you want until we hit that magic number that I have written down, which is not 1, 2, 3, or 4. So go ahead and call in again with the right answer if you want, and when we hit the number, we'll let you know. 740-751-4038. And we will be adding prizes as time goes on. Now, here's a question I have in the old advice column. Do you think people are a little too touchy nowadays? You know, I think people are a little more sensitive. Now, I was actually having a conversation over the weekend with somebody where I forget what had happened, but they had had a problem at work. Apparently saying something to somebody else, and they had actually been turned into their supervisor. And they meant it as a complete joke, but it was not taken as a joke. Now, you know, I think that's because the sensitivity of people. I think we're a little, we don't like anybody to say anything negative about us. And of course nobody wants any negatives, but I think we used to be able to brush it off a little easier than we used to. Or we used to be able to brush it off a little easier than we do now. We're not good at brushing things off now. We take everything very, very personally. And most of the time, people don't mean it personally. You know, the people you work with, honestly, do you really care what they have to say? I mean, honestly, if they say something negative, who cares? I mean, it's, you know, it's the people you work with. You're only there for a certain amount of time with them anyway. How negative could they be? Isn't it better they say it to your... Now, here's an interesting thing. Isn't it better they say it to your face than behind your back? Because how many times do you hear these people say, well, I found out you said that behind my back. I wish you'd have said that to my face. Well, no, you don't. You don't want it said to your face because that makes you angry too. I think that's a whole nother question. So if you have a problem with somebody, do you say it to their face or do you say it behind their back? Or do you just not say it at all and just keep it to yourself and think it? hey, save it for the funeral. You know, this woman in New York and Iowa, these two women, they were close to a funeral. People were trying to rush them there a little faster than maybe they wanted to go. All right, 43 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Although I think that dinner question's got to be worked on a little bit. It, like I said, in theory, it's a good idea, whoever did the inviting. But to be honest with you, if it's not a mutual understanding when you both show up at the restaurant, I think you're going to have trouble. Especially if it's an expensive restaurant. I think that's even where you get into more trouble. All right, does anybody have any follow-ups on that? 740-751-4038. Del Taco. Hey, Del Taco will open before we're back on the air tomorrow morning. Del Taco will open at 7 a.m. Although I believe they've already done their soft opening. That's what it looked like to me last night. Oh, we had a Family Feud question yesterday, by the way, that we did not get finished up here. The question was, name something that begins with the gift of. Now, we had the first three answers, the gift of life, the gift of gab, and the gift of love. But there are two other answers that we did not get. We did not get number four, and we did not get number five. Does anybody have the final two answers? Name something that begins with the gift of. Now, remember, number one, 37 people said the gift of life. 23 people said the gift of gab. I believe people attributed that one to me, although I'm not sure that's a positive thing, gab. And number three, 18 people said the gift of love. What are the final two answers? Does anybody know? Name something that begins with the gift of. Go ahead, caller.
Are you still on that question about the gift of?
Yes.
How about the gift of music? When somebody's real talented, they say they've got the gift of music.
Not the gift of music, but that's a good guess. Who do you think should pay on a first date? The man or the woman?
The woman should never pay.
The woman should never pay?
No.
Well, that was a question we had earlier. I don't know. Now the.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, because usually the women didn't make near the money that the men did, and maybe she didn't work. It's usually the men, you know, would pay, but nowadays I guess it could be every other time or something.
Well, the response we got from Abby this morning was that the person who does the inviting should pay.
Well, I don't think so, because somebody doesn't like to pay will never invite you. So I think it should be every other time, because some people are kind of tight with their money, and you would be paying all the time because you like to go out and eat, or I guess it's eat or whatever, to a movie or.
Well, yeah, and I think also the problem, I think you should just have a plan before you go out and eat. And if everybody knows what's going to happen, you know, like Dutch, then I think there's no problem when the bill comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question.
Yeah, because I had to turn you off because that only gets you like a sentence, so and stuff. So I haven't heard hardly anything, but I just turned it back on and I were about that stuff. So I thought I'd call.
Is the internet man coming out to look at your internet?
No, he's up, but I don't know what it is. I had this trouble, I think, a month or two ago. He just ordered a whole new computer, the whole. Power, I think, everything. So I think coming maybe today or tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. That'll
but
probably
I
fix it.
I only have it on yours. The other ones, when I click on and I watch, say, a movie or something, it has a little bit of trouble, but, you know, it doesn't stop. Yours stops. It says no connection, no internet. But then I can pick you up. So there's something going. I think I had this trouble like a couple months ago.
Well, hopefully it gets worked out here in the next couple days.
Yeah, because I don't know what you're doing. So if you're doing that one about the gift, I'll call in here.
Yeah, we're doing that one.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, see, that's an interesting take that the man should always pay. I think a lot of people do feel that way. Name something that begins with the gift of. We've got the gift of life, the gift of gab, the gift of love, and what are the final two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Still two answers left in the category. The gift of. Gift of life was 37 people said the gift of life. 23 people said the gift of gab. 18 people said the gift of love. What are the final two? The gift of. Name something that begins with the gift of. 740-751-4038. Or do you have a question or a comment or on our advice question this morning? On a date, who pays the bill? First date. First date, blind date, whatever it is. Who pays the bill? What do you make of anything else going on in the world at this point? Service, our new game policy. Go ahead, caller.
Gift of magic?
Not the gift of magic, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not the gift of magic. Name something that begins with the gift of. The gift of life, the gift of gab, the gift of love. Two other gifts that we do not have. They are number 4 and number 5 on the list. You know, gift of life was very heavy, number 1. You know, these poor people at the funeral home did not... Well, they had the gift of life, but people tried to shut them down. Gift of life, 37 people said that. Gift of gab, 23. Gift of love, 18. Go ahead, caller.
How about the gift of a gift or present?
Not the gift of a present, but a good guess. Not the gift of a present. Name something that begins with the gift of. The gift of life, the gift of gab, the gift of love, and two other gifts. What are those two other gifts? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Gift of light, L-I-G-H-T.
Not the gift of light, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not the gift of light. But light certainly is better than dark. There's no doubt about that. What is something, name something, that begins with the gift of? Gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love. Two other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I do think people are more sensitive than they used to be. And maybe, as a society, we have to take that into account. That people are more sensitive. And we have to be a little more... you know, kid gloves around those people. You know, not... I don't know what you do. Maybe temper what you're saying so you don't upset them. Because I really don't think anybody wants to upset anybody on purpose. I think they're just trying to be a straight shooter with them. You know, trying to be honest. But maybe you got to temper the whole opinion. I don't know. If society is sensitive, we've got to be sensitive to those people. Name something that begins with the gift of. The gift of life, the gift of gab, the gift of love. And here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Gift of God.
Gift of God, absolutely. Number 4 on the list is the gift of God. You got it.
Okay.
The gift of God shows up on the list at number 4. Name something that begins with the gift of. We've got the gift of life, the gift of gab, the gift of love, the gift of God, and one answer left. And it's number 5 on the list. You know, so many times we get down to the final answer on the list. What is that final answer? Who's going to be the smarty pants this morning who calls in with that final answer and wipes this category out? Name something that begins with the gift of. Gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love, gift of God, and one gift left. What is it? 740-751-4038. And also, we have our question in our new game, whose 100th birthday was I talking about yesterday on the show? We've had 4 people guess so far, but that is not the lucky number today. Whose 100th birthday was I talking about on the show yesterday? 4 guesses, but that is not the number that I wrote down. So we actually have to get to the number that I wrote down to have a winner. Whose 100th birthday was I talking about on the show? 740-751-4038. I was doing that yesterday. I believe in the first hour is when it started, but I believe we did it in the second hour as well. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Norman Jacobs again. Am I the right number yet?
Yes, number five is not written down, but it is Norma Jacob. You got it.
Okay.
All right, number 5 is not the number that I have written down, but we all know now pretty much that it was Norma Jacob who I was talking about yesterday. So is somebody else going to call in and say Norma Jacob and see if the next number is the correct number in the prize? The new way we're giving away prizes here. See, this is how we're going to do it. What do you think of the way this new prize policy works? Name something that begins with the gift of. Our Family Feud still has one answer left here. Who's got it? Gift of life, 37 people. Gift of gab, 23 people. Gift of love, 18. Gift of God, 7. All right, go ahead, caller.
Gift of kindness?
Not the gift of kindness, but that's a good one.
Okay, is number 6 the one for Norma Jacob?
Number 6 was Norma. That was the number that I had written down. So how do you think that prize policy goes?
Well, I don't really like it.
Well, we might have to just go back to the drawings, I guess.
Yeah. I suppose. Well, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Okay. There we go. Yes, it was number 6. So that's how that would work. You would call in the right answer till we got to the number that I had written down, and the number that I had written down was number 6. Now, we just got a message, an email from Jeff, who's out there listening, and Jeff has given us the correct answer to the gift of. Now, Jeff, are you going to call that answer in? That's a good answer. Wonder how he came up with that. But Jeff has emailed me. He does have the right answer. Now, is anybody else going to have the right answer before Jeff can call in with the right answer? And we've only got 4 minutes left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But Jeff, who just emailed me, who's out there listening, does have the right answer. In our Family Feud category, name something that begins with the gift of. We've got the gift of life, the gift of gab, the gift of love, the gift of God, and he does have the final right answer. Does anybody know what that final right answer was? Other than Jeff, who knows out there? But if he calls it in, he could put it to bed for us today. You know, it's one of those ones, I guess, that probably doesn't trip off your tongue, but it certainly is popular. Definitely popular. Name something that begins with the gift of. Abby guessed the gift of hope, not the gift of hope. Nope, not the gift of hope. Not a bad guess. The gift of. Isn't this fascinating? Name something that begins with the gift of. I'll tell you, if Jeff doesn't call in and save us here, he might be at work, though. You know, that's one of the problems. You get the people who are busy doing other things. Go ahead, caller.
You win. You shamed me in the call.
I know.
When she said, God, I happened to think, oh, back to the Christmas story, and it's the gift of the Magi.
The gift of the Magi. You know, I thought, even though that's number five on the list, I thought we would get it right off the bat, because that's the most popular story, I think.
Oh, and I didn't even think of going that way until lady called in with God.
Well, I tell you, we got a minute and a half left here. From a man's perspective, other than mine, who should pay for the dinner? Who should pay for the first dinner?
I think the should go to the person who asked for the date or to go, unless it's your spouse, and then it's whatever you guys have already worked out.
Now, what if you get there and the person who asks, like, okay, let's say, because girls do ask guys out now, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, now, but traditionally the girl doesn't pay. So let's say the girl asks the guy out, oh, this is a great guy, I like him so much, he's wonderful, he's very generous, and you go out to dinner and the guy now doesn't expect to pay because the girl invited him.
But it's like your mother always told you when you went out, always be prepared, and that would include making sure that you have enough money, at least for the tip, and or a set of cards, if that's the way it's going to go, so you're covered one way or the other.
It's a good thought. You know, we'll continue. It's interesting. We're running out of time. We'll continue this tomorrow, but it's a good thought. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, yes, Gift of the Magi was the last one, and I don't know. I think anybody else who's eating with me should pay. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.